on this episode of Counting Cars. I fall for a piece of classic Detroit steel.
This thing is absolutely gorgeous. I love it.
Our biggest challenge ever leads to big trouble.
You're scaring me! That's neutral!
How do I put it in reverse? I can't put my leg down to push it back.
And we try to turn a beat-up clunker into a huge score. Bam! Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. And sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. Thankfully, Counts Customs is a successful shop, and that gives me the opportunity to invest in other things. So a few years back, I opened up a rock bar and grill called Vamped, where our motto is eat, drink, and rock. Man, oh man, oh man. Earlier, my manager, Brooklyn, gave me a call about a mean cat. He's sitting out in the parking lot, and he's been stalling the owner at the bar. Man. This isn't the first time I've had to run down here to check out a cool car. My staff knows to give me a call if something sweet shows up, and they never disappoint me. This Cadillac is delicious.
Well, well. Good afternoon, young man.
Hi, Mr. Brooklyn.
How are you?
Tell me about that Cadillac sitting outside.
Where's the gentleman down the end of the bar?
Thank you. Hey, man, how you doing? I hear that's your Cadillac sitting outside. I'd love to talk to you about it. I won't keep you long, man. I just got to bug you on this thing. It's just beautiful.
My father's first car was a 60 Cadillac.
It got stolen in Brooklyn when he was a kid.
And I always wanted a 60 Cadillac because of that.
I've redone everything from front to back.
Dude, the pinstriping, that's just beautiful.
If you look at it, it's actually a crown. Because the Cadillac is the king of cars.
Without a doubt. I love it.
This Cadillac coupe, it just screams American iron. The tail fin designs were after an old World War II fighter plane. Now, this particular 1960 model ended the craze of all of the big oversized fins, but they certainly stuck with their second-to-none luxury that Cadillac's always been. This Caddy takes me back to a really good time. You're cruising around, you got Elvis on the stereo, you got your girl by your side. That was a great year for Cadillac.
And to me, this is the car that says Detroit.
I'm a huge fan of Detroit iron. Are you from Detroit?
I'm from Detroit.
Get out.
Yep. East side.
Really?
Yep.
You make my homesick now.
This 60 coupe is flawless. I would not change a thing on it. I absolutely love the red and black theme. This car with all of its custom touches could be worth up to 60 grand to the right buyer. But I'm not that guy. If I spend more than 50 grand on this car, I risk not making any money reselling it.
Well, I gotta ask you a question before you take off. If I gave you like 25 grand in cash, would you consider selling this car?
No.
No?
No.
No way, huh?
This is my sexy black Cadillac.
Would you consider 30?
No.
Nope. 40,000 would not buy this car.
It's really a nice car. If I went up to 50 G's on this car and $100 bills.
Can't have my car. This is my car. This is the car I'm gonna die with. Maybe they'll bury me in it.
Well, if you ever do have that thought of, you know, maybe I should sell this sometime, you know where I'm at.
If the time comes, you're my man. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, brother. Nice to meet you. I'm gonna stand up here and tear up a little bit while you leave.
Well, you can save me a parking spot right here.
Absolutely, Mel. She looks great out in front of the place. Oh, I love it. A few days ago, we got a call from a disabled gentleman who's looking to get back to riding his Harley. He's here now. We're going to figure it out and take care of him.
Tommy.
Tommy, I'm Danny. Very nice to meet you.
My wife, Kathy.
Kathy, it's a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
How y'all doing?
Good.
And Shannon, dude, I know you're always up for a challenge, man. This is going to be a good one.
Shannon is my A number one in the bike shop. You need a custom chop belt, Shannon's your guy. His fabrication is awesome, and his engineering skills are really going to come in handy on this project.
We got an interesting project here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I have an 02 Heritage Softail.
Nice bike.
And obviously, I have no use of my legs. I can't ride it. So my dream, I want to like to ride again, you know?
You got to get it back out in the wind, don't you?
Absolutely. In 07, I was shot 4 times and paralyzed from the waist down. Looking at my bike sitting in the garage just drives me crazy. My bike was my release. You know, I could go out on the highway, and I would just zone out and just come back and feel renewed. I don't have that release no more. Really, what I want is I want a bike that I can drive, that my wife could still ride on too. And also, I have a problem doing transfers, so the big challenge is going to be I'd like to be able to drive from my chair. I haven't even seen it done before, other than some company online charges like $70,000, which of course I can't afford.
Let's get some dimensions, man.
Custom builds are always a challenge, and Tommy wanting to ride from his wheelchair and take Kathy as a passenger, I haven't seen anything like it, but we got to make it happen for them.
Kathy, you have a seat on that. There's no way to do like a trike axle.
And to physically have her be on a...
Well, that's the thing, yeah, if she's on it. Well, you know what, I think he's got the right idea right here, actually. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
A sidecar?
Absolutely.
I drive it from the sidecar?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All the controls are over there. We got to get all the controls over here.
Right.
Got any thoughts?
I will.
Yeah. I think we've got the general concept. You just have some serious engineering to do.
It's making it safe for the two of them.
Absolutely.
You know, this bike for Tommy is huge, and I've never done anything like this before, but I don't want to let Danny and Tommy down.
A number one is safety, and number two
and
is
cool.
It's in the wind and looking cool. I love it, man. I love this.
Why am I riding on here with him? You're scaring me.
He's too heavy, man.
That's neutral.
This sidecar bike for Tommy, it's a whole new thing for us. We've never tried to build a motorcycle based around a gentleman in a wheelchair. So we're definitely coming across some new challenges in our shop.
I'm gonna have to get everything up here on the bars. You got your clutch.
Right.
And you've got your front brake.
Okay.
Now we've added this sidecar brake. And I can't have all three of them run off of one master.
No way.
Maybe two, but not all three.
Right.
So we'll figure something out. You have two Heim joints, one here and one there. So it's like a big push and pull. He goes left, the front end goes left.
Okay, that's gonna make this side talk to that side.
We'll see. I need to get that geometry straight, you know, because can't have one turn more than the other, and there could be a possibility that the steering would be very heavy.
Right.
The engineering on Tommy's bike, I've never done anything like this before. If I can't make this bike safe for Tommy to ride, then there's no sense in me actually even in doing it.
Holler if you need something.
Well, we'll do.
Do you even know this guy? We got this call?
No.
Kevin and I are on our way to go check out a 1978 El Camino. It's been sitting outside in a lot for a while, so I'm a little bit concerned about rust, but these cars make great street machines, so I really think it's worth checking out.
Hey, guys.
How you doing? You Ben?
Yeah, it's me.
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Nice to meet you. This is Kevin. Hear about that El Camino you were telling us about, man.
That's it. It's right over there.
Is that the one sitting over there?
Yep.
Aha. El Camino.
Here she be.
Sweet. The El Camino was Chevy's answer to Ford's small truck, the Ranchero. It was one of the very first crossover vehicles in history. Baseball legend Reggie Jackson, he was an El Camino owner. Even President Clinton had an El Camino, completely customized with AstroTurf in the back. Man, I love the 70s. What do you know about this car, Ben?
It's a 78. Dropped off 4 or 5 months ago. Haven't had a lot of interest in it. Supposedly, the engine's been rebuilt.
Okay.
All the chrome's here, all the trim.
Really?
Yeah, this isn't even dented, Danny.
Nice.
This would just be a nice polish right there.
78. Get your ELO 8-track turned up to 11?
Disco era.
Where were you in 78?
78, I was still a dream.
When were you born?
86.
86. Late 70s, brother. You had hair back then, right?
That's right. I had the big fro going. I had curly hair.
Pants so tight, you could see how much change you had from across
right.
the hall.
Yeah. Mother Nature took it all away.
All right. Pop the hood, man. Sweet.
Not too bad, not too bad?
No. Fire this thing up, man.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Sweet.
Sounds back here like there's some exhaust leak, but other than that.
Not bad. You know, on first impression, this El Camino may look pretty rough, but after checking it out, she's really solid. No rust, and all the parts are there. I'm stoked about this car.
We can doll her all up and flip her like,
like a pizza in the back room.
Like a cheese omelet.
This car has so much potential, but it needs everything. All new interior, paint and body, chrome, full mechanical. I've got to score this thing for $1,000, not a dollar more, or else I risk not making a profit. What are you looking for out of it?
Say about $1,300.
All right. I don't think we're too far apart, man. What about $800? I'll load it up right now and take it on out of here.
How about we just go with a nice even $1,000?
That's fair. You're on, brother. You're on. Thank you. If you'll grab the title, Ken will grab the cash, we'll get it out of your hair today.
Cool.
Buying this El Camino is a bit of a gamble, but even though I only paid $1,000 for it, it needs a whole lot of love. But I'm thinking, if we can do this car for less than 10 grand, we'll probably make a $5,000 profit off it. Nice of that guy, Ben. I like him.
Yeah.
1986? Come on, man. You missed everything.
Come on! Why am I riding on here with him? You're scaring me! You're scaring me!
Today's the big test day for the sidecar for Tommy's bike.
This bike is such a new creation for us that we have to really make sure that it operates properly and, more important, that it's safe to ride.
Rolly's testing out the controls, and we needed some extra weight on the bike, so we put Scott on there because that's all he's good for.
He's too heavy, man.
That's neutral!
He's gonna blow it up.
It's not bad. It's going straight.
Uh-huh. Tell him to test the brakes.
The brakes work?
We don't know how to drive.
Did
test the brakes.
Give me this.
Freezing? He's hit neutral like 20 times.
Scott is an idiot. It's not like I'm driving a normal motorcycle. Shifting was a little tricky, trying to press the shifting button and use the clutch with one hand. Everything works fine, just needs some practice.
Instead of foot shifting it.
Right.
His thumb is pressing the buttons
I'm
to go
you.
Upshift, downshift. I just made it solely for Tommy to ride and drive from here. So you cannot ride this motorcycle regular anymore.
And this thing is cool. I mean, it feels good, like...
It runs better when you're not neutral the whole time.
No, it runs better when you're not sitting next to me.
So it looks like we're in good shape, so we just need to tear it down, paint it, put her back together, we're ready to rock.
Just back it up and put it inside.
Well, how do I put it in reverse? There is no reverse. I can't put my leg down to push it back.
Think about that. He's in a wheelchair. He's locked in this thing. If somebody parks in front of him, he's got to be able to back up.
Just a minor setback. It's a small setback.
On a normal bike, you don't have a reverse gear. You just use your feet. But in this case, Tom, because he only has use of his arms, we got to figure out a way to put a reverse gear on this bike. Otherwise, Tom's not going to be able to use it.
Why you don't care about this bike? Have them push it.
Because I'm a test dummy.
You got one word right, dummy.
Got into you.
Yo! I needed to get my creative juices flowing. Did you dig this out for him? You know better than that. I was thinking, this is kind of the vibe I want to put on that El Camino. You know what I'm saying?
You lost your mind.
No, no, it'll never be this, but El Camino needs to sound good. It needs to look good. It needs to have some horsepower, some oomph. You need to put some serious stank on that car. Make stank. This thing run. Stank, baby, stank.
You mean like stink?
Yeah, baby, yeah. That's what we need.
You smell that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Stank. Something really stinking here beside this smog. I'm not sure what Danny meant by stank, but it's not magic. I know what El Camino looks like, and I see this Corvette. No way they're gonna look the same. I say good luck with that one.
We got something coming for you, and it's gonna be coming that way.
When he sees it, he will flip out.
We've been working around the clock to get Tommy's sidecar bike ready, and it's in paint right now. But in the meantime, we gave the El Camino a hot rod makeover to match my Corvette. I'm heading over there right now to check her out. I think she's gonna look rolling, my man. This thing just looks beautiful. I'm glad we busted the Corvette out. Since they're like, you know, the same era, I just wanted to pass that on to this El Camino. And I think the vibe just, you know, fell right into place, man. She's beautiful. I love it.
Oh, she's gorgeous. But don't get too attached, because guess what? I got a buyer here. His name's Paul.
Really?
Yep, and he's up front waiting for you. We're going to sell this thing.
You sure you want to sell it?
Hey, just wipe the car down.
It's great that there's already a buyer lined up for this El Camino, but that guy better have brought me 20 Gs. Anything less than that, I'm going to be pretty tempted to just put that El Camino right next to my Corvette forever. They didn't make them like that in 78, though. Man, it is hard to believe that's the same El Camino. What you thinking, Paul? You digging on it?
Should I even ask how long this took?
Well, you can ask, but it's going to raise the price. Yeah, we put a lot of love in this. As you can tell, man, the body is so straight. The lines are so sharp. It's got an all-new wiring harness throughout, all-new exhaust throughout, all-new brakes throughout.
That's a beautiful car.
Brand-new ZZ4 Chevy motor.
Really?
Come on, let's look under the hood. Come on,
check this out, man. Bam!
Ba-bam!
It's beautiful, but I'm trying to see how it runs.
That's the best part.
Come on.
Let's
go for a ride.
We'll be right back.
Man.
I know.
That's something I can get used to.
As you can see, she's got plenty of power. People either like love El Caminos or they don't. It's one or the other. No, I, for one, love them. I think they're cool.
El Caminos are different. I love it. I want it.
Nice.
You bet. And you better not bought another car while you guys were out either. How was it, brother?
And this thing's definitely clean, Danny. But,
absolutely, brother.
How much you trying to get for it?
You know what? I'm gonna be straight up. I'm not even gonna play. I want this. How about that? In between. Blah blah blah. We ain't gonna do that. I need 20 grand out of the car, and that's it.
I'm feeling the car, but I'm not feeling the price.
I got you. That's all right. I don't have to sell it. I'm digging on it. I don't have to sell it.
Not
I like
even tripping.
It.
You know, looking at it, I would have no problem giving you 17.5 for it.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you, but
we got to keep it, brother. We love you. Let's go.
You can't do me like that.
We got to keep it.
I'm tempted, but I'm not backing down. This car is way too bad to settle for anything less than 20 grand. This kid can walk for all I care.
Tell you what, after riding in it, there's no reason not to give you 20 grand.
Oh, hold on one second. Let me get these keys real quick. Danny, go on. Paul, let's go inside the building real
quick.
Man,
sure is eager right there.
Oh, until the customer signs the paperwork, the deal ain't over. Danny can still change his mind. And I'm not letting 20 grand walk out this door. Let's go inside real quick.
Right,
Danny, you got something to do? Come on in this way, Paul.
20 grand.
I'll get this paperwork done real fast. Oh.
You be good, honey. You be good.
I said, get away from the car. It's sold.
I'm going.
Get outside the house.
Just proud of her, man. I'll find me another one. But I am going to miss that one. We finally got all the kinks worked out on Tommy's wheelchair-drivable Harley-Davidson. It's safe and ready to go. Time to get this man back in the wind. Shannon, Kevin, and I, we rode down today to deliver this in person to Tommy.
How's my hair look?
You got one sticking up.
Right here?
Yep.
Okay.
You got it. Perfect.
Let me tell you something.
When he sees it, he will flip out.
Well, hello, hello there, smiling faces. What's going on, guys?
We got something coming for you, and it's going to be coming that way.
Oh, my God, brother.
So sweet, guys. Beautiful.
Not only is it such an amazing engineering piece, but it's so classy. It's so beautiful.
You guys did a great job, man. Ben and I could have dreamed.
I don't believe awesome. It.
When I first saw the bike, my heart just got so elated to see how beautiful it was, and then to really realize, hey, that's my bike. I'm going to be riding again.
These are your brakes, and this is your shift. So green for up, red for down.
Oh, okay.
Last but not least, your reverse.
Beautiful.
Yay, reverse.
You guys brought me back a beautiful behemoth, baby. That's for sure.
This was a whole new thing that got engineered. It's an amazing setup. Shannon went off on this thing. He started off with a Heritage Softail Classic motorcycle, designed and built his own sidecar with an actuating ramp door, and moved all the controls over to the sidecar portion, and Tommy can ride his chair up into the sidecar and go get in the wind and ride. Right in. Mm. You know, this may be the dumbest question of the century, but who feels like riding? Tommy, you lead the way, brother.
They did an outstanding job. That thing hugs the road like a Trans Am does. It feels great. I haven't ridden a bike in over 5.5 years, and just to get into that win today was just felt like a part of me returned, you know, a part of my soul came back.